Hi, I'm Tara Lee, and welcome to Starbeing, your cosmic journey to self-discovery, higher consciousness, and spiritual exploration. This podcast serves as a guiding light, illuminating the path to wisdom, healing, and conscious living. Let Starbeing ignite your inner light as we transcend limitations and tap into the universal consciousness that unites and empowers all of us.
Welcome to episode 11, Reflection and Renewal, Winter and Summer Solstice. The solstice is such a potent, powerful time, and this is why I always like to speak about it. So I'm excited to dive into this episode about the astrological energy that we have as well that is unique to this time. But the solstice is really, or really divides the year into two halves. So we have the winter solstice in the southern hemisphere, and this represents a period for increasing that daylight. It symbolizes spiritual growth and enlightenment. And the summer solstice in the northern hemisphere, it represents this period of decreasing daylight, and there's an emphasis on introspection, reflection, inner work, gratitude. So in Vedic astrology, the solstice holds this significance because it is this astronomical event, and it's considered a really auspicious time, especially for spiritual practices. So when we look at this from an astronomical lens, this is when the sun's transit is at its highest or its lowest point in the celestial sphere. So this is relative to our Earth. So in Vedic astrology, the sun is considered a very influential planet that represents our soul, our vitality, and our consciousness. So the solstice represents a shift in the sun's energy, and this is having an impact on us as an individual and as the collective consciousness. So the solstice is considered an auspicious time for, when I say spiritual practices, I mean things like meditation, mantra chanting, prayers, those types of activities, and I'll go into this as well, but also gathering for a meal and coming together is really potent as well. So when we look at the winter solstice, this is a time for renewal, and when we're looking at both of the solstice, it is really an opportunity to review the past year, because the solstice is dividing this year into two halves. So really looking back, and there's a huge focus, especially when it comes to the winter solstice, of releasing what is no longer serving us. And I feel that this is relevant to both the northern and southern hemisphere, because going into this a little bit later, but this is right on a full moon. The full moon in Sagittarius, and keep in mind I'm a Vedic sidereal astrologer. And so full moons, as we know, are all about culminations and release and letting go. So there's more of an energetic influence here. So it is this time to go inward, to connect with our inner wisdom. And also because of this Sagittarius influence, which has this focus on the big picture of life, it's about realigning your life with your higher purpose. So when we look at this from an astronomical lens and then an astrology lens, and we can also look at it from a health lens, And so this change in the sun's energy can cause disruptions to our circadian rhythm. So it's not uncommon at this time to have sleep disturbances, more fatigue, and then, you know, changes in mood, the compounding effects of that. And this is the combination of reduced sunlight and then the changes in our serotonin levels. And especially with this, during the winter months here in the Southern Hemisphere, this can contribute to more stress, more anxiety. So having awareness around this and having compassionate for yourself, but then also really focusing on this as well. And so I want to look at both Gemini influence here and both Sagittarius influence, because our sun is in Gemini, the constellation, and this full moon, which is very close to this solstice shift, is in Sagittarius. And so Gemini rules our respiratory system and our nervous system. And so this can look like asthma, nervousness, anxiety, restlessness, insomnia, you know, that nervous adrenal burnout. So we need to be mindful of these areas. And why I'm bringing this up is because each of the zodiac signs rules a different part of the body. So there's more of a focus here. So this is just something to keep in your awareness. Then when it comes to Sagittarius, this rules our hips, buttock, and thighs, and the bones in these areas, and the muscles, and also our sciatic nerve. But being mindful around injuries and our circulation as well. So those are the main health things to keep in mind as well. So when we look at this from an Ayurvedic lens as well, the winter solstice is more of that kapha energy, so that can make us more dull, lethargic, depressive. And so we always in Ayurveda want to go to the opposite qualities of that. So movement is really great in any way, so for our mind and for our body. And then when it comes to the northern hemisphere, it's more of this pitta energy, that fire energy. So, you know, those more cooling activities and drinks and food and things like that, that is not going to create more fire in our system. So that's just something to be mindful of. So when we're diving deeper into this energy, when we look firstly at the winter solstice in the southern hemisphere, this means that it's the shortest day and the longest night of the year. So we here in the southern hemisphere have been having increasingly longer and longer nights, and so more darkness. And so from this point, from this solstice point, our days are going to begin to lengthen, and this is symbolizing the return of light and hope. And so this is why a lot of rituals around the winter solstice will include candles symbolizing that light and that hope. So this is a really powerful time for introspection, reflecting on the past year, understanding the lessons that you learned, setting new intentions. It's that period to really go inward, evaluate your personal growth. So some self-reflection questions here. What old habits or beliefs are you ready to let go of? I went and saw my acupuncturist today. I haven't seen her in over a year. And it was really interesting because one of the first things she said to me is about letting go. And she goes, you know, when you get to this age, she's a little bit older than me, She said you start to let go of the expectations, let go of things that you were trying so hard at, and you've realized because of the wisdom of age that it's no longer worth the wait. And I loved this so much. And I've been thinking over the last couple of days. I've been speaking to some of my close girlfriends around how important it is to have older women's wisdom, and how I feel this is really missing in society. And so this is just a thought that I have had, how I'm wanting to cultivate this deep wisdom that only experience can get that. And, you know, we can read all these spiritual texts and, you know, all this wisdom, esoteric wisdom, and it's fulfilling, but there's something so sacred and something so deep about the wisdom, like lived wisdom and that feminine wisdom. And so that is what I'm exploring. I'm really wanting to call in this wisdom of these older women. So I just wanted to share that with you. The other journal prompt is, what wisdom or insights have you gained, and this can be recently or over the last year, that you feel compelled to share with others? And how can you share these insights that can benefit your community? And this is exactly what I'm talking about. Your story, your experience, your wisdom, someone can learn from this. Someone needs to know your story, your wisdom, what you've gained. And yeah, how do you want to share that? So that is what I would like you to think about. And then this is also a potent time to meditate. It's, you know, honoring that rebirth of the sun. And like I said, with the light of the candle or a fire to symbolize that return of the light. And this is also a time for setting intentions. So with the return of this sun's energy, it's, you know, a time to set new goals and intentions, because this time period that we've been in with the winter solstice, I personally, it has felt really heavy, like really, really heavy. And so I hope that you start to feel some lightness with the return of this sun. So, you know, writing down your goals and your intentions, your vision, taking some time to visualize your dream morning, your dream day. Visualization is so incredibly powerful. Or writing these down and writing down things that you want to commit to and things that you want to align to. And this can be in a spiritual way, in a personal growth way. I feel that this is really important. When it comes to the Northern Hemisphere, the summer solstice is the longest day and the shortest night of the year. So this really marks the peak of the sun's power and the abundance that it brings. So this is a time to celebrate. It's a time to celebrate the fullness of your life. And so this is why the summer solstice in the Northern Hemisphere, there's a focus on celebration and gratitude. So this can look like asking yourself things like, what are your blessings and what have the abundances been in your life over the last year? How can you express gratitude for things? You know, and this could be someone in your life. It can be you giving gratitude for yourself, what you have achieved, how you've grown. Think of yourself a year ago and thinking about the abundance. And when I say abundance, I'm not just talking about that material success that we will typically go straight to. I'm talking about time, like what have you had time to invest in, and also your health and your friendships and things like this, really leaning into that gratitude. This is also a really good time to connect with nature. So, you know, going for a walk, taking a picnic, things like this is going to be such a potent thing to do. And then when it comes to the celebration, it can be, you know, having that shared meal. It can be spending time outdoors, dancing. That is very Gemini, but this is the type of energy, this really celebration energy. So because our sun is in Gemini, I wanted to mention some qualities of Gemini. So it is ruled by Mercury, which is the planet of communication. So the sun being in Gemini, there is this emphasis on obviously communication, our articulation, our expression of ideas. So this is a really good time to engage in conversations, for networking, for sharing your thoughts. And Gemini is a very intellectual sign, a very quick sign. And Gemini in Western astrology is always pictured as the twins, but in Vedic astrology, Gemini is, which is the most ancient form of astrology, is always pictured as a male and female actually making love. And you can understand when the church got involved in Western astrology why they changed that to the twins. But I think it's important to really acknowledge that, because Gemini is not about this split personality, multiple personalities that it actually has got a really bad rap for, but it is more about that integration of the mind and the heart, and also that masculine and the feminine energy and that duality as well. So with the sun in Gemini, you might find yourself more open to new experiences, different perspectives. This is a really good time to explore things that are interesting you, learning new skills. It is a time to, you know, you're more receptive to change. It is a good time to expand your knowledge. So this for me is really a focus of study and concentration. Then looking at this full moon, which is right after this solstice energy. So the full moon is in Sagittarius, and Sagittarius is symbolized by the archer, and it really represents the pursuit of higher knowledge, because just in that symbolism of the archer, you see that he is pulling back the bow and arrow, and it's towards the heavens. And so there is that, you know, looking at the big picture, that quest for truth. Its sign is ruled by Jupiter, and Jupiter is a planet of expansion and growth and spiritual wisdom. So having the full moon in Sagittarius, it's really going to amplify these Sagittarian qualities. So that is optimism, the quest for knowledge, that pursuit of truth, And as we know, full moons are a time for culmination, realization, release, and this is where energies reach their peak. So emotionally as well, so we always want to be mindful with ourselves and people around us as well. And with this Sagittarius energy, it can give you this energy for exploration and understanding. And so when you have this Gemini and Sagittarius energy, there is that that quest for exploration and wanting to understand and being curious is definitely that that what they both combine. So another thing that I find really interesting about Sagittarius that I don't really hear a lot of astrologers talk about is that the constellation of Sagittarius actually points towards the center of our Milky Way. And it's also, the center is actually referred to as the galactic center. And this is a region that is dense with stars, with cosmic dust. And there is a lot of speculation around this, but also a black hole. But there's so many astronomers debate this. And so in astrology, this really symbolizes the black hole being this focal point of intense energy and this transformation. And so this is really symbolized in more of a mystical way as this gateway to higher consciousness, to spiritual insights. So this is a really potent energy that we have at play here. So when we go deeper into the position of this full moon, we also look at the nakshatras. So the nakshatras are essentially the 12 zodiac signs broken down even more into 27 segments. So this gives us a really good understanding of exactly what energy that we're dealing with. So this is in the nakshatra of Mula. And this is exactly what I was talking about with this transformational energy. So Mula is symbolized by roots, and it is that foundation and that essence. And so this is very much around digging deep into the roots of issues, uncovering hidden truths, and allowing the transformation. So again, this time for letting go of old patterns, beliefs that are no longer serving us. The ruler of Mula is Ketu, which gives a very spiritual influence. So this spiritual awakening, this seeking moksha or liberation, and it also is really going to support with this Ketu energy, meditation and introspection and anything to do with our inner growth. This Mula nakshatra is also associated with healing. And so again, a time to clear out those emotional and any of those psychological things that are weighing heavy on you as well. So I hope that this was helpful. I would love to know your thoughts. But I really do believe that the solstices are such a powerful time when we lean into the energies and we can understand. And through this introspection, through this meditation, through this gathering with, you know, family members, our friends, the community, this is an opportunity, and we want to use the natural cycles of the cosmos to align with this ancient wisdom. And so I am hosting a very intimate gathering for this solstice. So I am looking forward to that. And I hope you have a really beautiful one. I really hope that you set some time aside to do some reflection and really just leaning into the letting go. And yeah, I'm sending you so much love.
Thanks for tuning into Star Being. May the wisdom shared resonate in your soul. Until next time, stay connected and keep reaching for the stars. This is Star Being signing off.